Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Charlie was just so focused. Over that first maybe 6 months, his mentality just changed and was like, I'm doing this, I'm going to make this happen. And then obviously a year and a half later, we saw what happened on Sunday.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from the Leinster defence coach, Robin McBride, as his side get off to a winning start in the Champions Cup. Matt Williams on what Munster can expect with head coach Clayton McMillan this season, and which English front row is a major doubt for next year's Six Nations. But first today, two events at Leinster, and they look set to welcome back James Ryan and James Lowe for Friday's Champions Cup trip to Leicester, but Jordan Larmour has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Ireland lock Ryan has completed his suspension for his red card in the autumn test against South Africa, the ban reduced by a week after the lock attended tackle school, while winger James Lowe has recovered from a calf injury that saw him sit out the last two Leinster games. Leo Cullen's four-time champions saw off a second-string Harlequin side 45-28 at Lansdowne Road on Saturday, with 28-year-old Larmour scoring a brace and being named man of the match. The Ireland international won't feature this week due to a hamstring injury, while lock Orgie Sneeman and centre Gary Ringrose will be assessed during the week ahead of the team's second Pool 3 tie. South Africa's Sneeman was replaced just 70 minutes into the clash, with Dermot Mangan taking his place, while Ryan's return bolsters their second row options. Leinster forwards coach Robin McBride says that it will be good to have the Ireland second row back.
Yeah, we're just waiting to see. So obviously James, he trained against the team last week, so he prepared the team last week. So you know, he's up and running as well. So yeah, it'd be good to get him back. And yeah, like I said, he's a very experienced player, so it'd be good to have anybody of his caliber back in the mix.
Wing forward Will Connors will return to training as he continues his recovery from an arm injury, with a decision on his availability to be made later in the week. Meanwhile, Leicester Tigers are fourth in the Gallagher Premiership, and they began their quest for a first Champions Cup title since 2002 with a 39-20 defeat away to Roan Ó Gaire's La Rochelle. McBride, though, says he is expecting a tough challenge.
Yeah, well, they rested quite a number of the frontliners on the weekend against La Rochelle, so I expect there'll be quite a few changes to the team that we'll face. They're unbeaten at home in the Premiership this season. They're 4 out of 4. We've had previous experience of going there a couple of seasons ago. So, listen, it's going to be a great occasion, a great challenge. You know, you've just got to look forward to these type of games. I mean, it's Welford Road in itself. I'm not sure what it's called now, but, you know, as a stadium, you've got the crowd on top of you. So it's no better place to go as a player and test yourself out against, you know, quite an iconic place to go and play rugby.
And with Leinster perhaps unusually beginning their season with some indifferent form, McBride says that his side need to perhaps alter their mindset.
Yeah, it obviously changes you a little bit, but in a what sort of way? I don't know. I don't want to say perverse, because you probably twist my words and make it sound like something else. But the fact that we've got our backs against the wall, you know, from the start of the season, it is a little bit different. And in a funny way, it's I wouldn't say it's refreshing, but it's a different challenge. So it's a different mindset, and you know, it's a challenge to stand up to and see how you go, see how people react under pressure right from the word go. So this season's different, you know, after, you know, a long summer for a lot of the boys. One game after coming back before the autumn internationals. So, you know, you've got to manage these players, and it's not going to get any easier. It's going to get harder, if anything, to manage the integration, the reintegration, the management of players, etc. So maybe that needs to alter our approach as well, with regards to how we prepare for different periods of the season. You know, you could argue we haven't got it right so far. So, yeah, it's something that, you know, because of the nature of how many players we miss during the international windows, it's definitely something that we're going to have to get to grips with and try and find the answer to it.
Ireland back row Jack Conan has his sights firmly fixed with his club side after a busy international window. Leo Cullen's men are yet to pull a full 80 minutes performance together, and Conan says that whilst you are always striving for perfection, winning is most important.
It's human nature to make mistakes, isn't it? Like, I mean, no matter what line of work you're in, so I'm sure even you lads spell the odd word wrong or get some of the syntax wrong, but you know, we make mistakes as well, and look, we're playing against a good opposition, and definitely in the former part of the campaign, you know, a lot of younger lads playing, you know, they're still learning their craft and trying to get better, and even the same for us lads who are a bit more established, that we're always looking to get better as well. But you know, we've played good teams so far, and you know, they've challenged in different areas, and we're just seeking to improve. So it hasn't come yet, but it will come at some stage. You know, we keep on knocking in that door, you keep on striving for perfection, even though, you know, realistically you're never going to get there, but that's the cherry on the cake, or whatever, the icing on the cake. So that's what we're going to keep on going for. And like I said, there's been bits of our game that's been really good, little bits that we're disappointed in, but there's no need for massive overhaul. It's just fine tuning and putting importance in certain areas in comparison to you know, as the weeks go by, you focus on different areas, and it's just important that we don't have to go back and take a learning that we've already taken from this season. Once we're pushed in the right direction, that's all that matters.
And remember, you'll be able to hear live and exclusive commentary of Leinster's clash with Leicester Tigers at Welford Road on Friday night on Off the Ball from 7 o'clock and on the Go Loud app. Munster were beaten in their Champions Cup opener by Bath at the weekend. And on Monday's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan and Matt Williams joined Ger Gilroy and debated what would be a positive season for the men in red under the stewardship of new head coach Clayton McMillan.
What do you think is going to be a successful first year for Clayton McMillan, Matt?
Munster have started the URC exceptionally well. Munster have been unlucky in some ways because the standard of the other games, of most of the other games, not all of them, was really poor. A top British English Premiership club said, we're picking our best team and we're going after this. Now, that's been unlucky for them. Now, here's what Clayton can do. He will use that as a great learning curve and a great way to teach his players. Okay, here's the standard of the URC where you've been playing. If you want to win in the elite end, including semi-finals at the end of the year, that's the standard we have to aim for. What would be a good season? I think if this Munster team make the URC playoffs, if they made a quarter final of Europe after that, I think that would be great progress.
Being in the mix in the URC, I think staying up near the top of the table and not making it, given, you know, squeaky for themselves, great return will be top four. Regarding Europe, going out in around 16 for Munster, obviously if they make knockout stage, but I you'd love to see them. They obviously had that great win against La Rochelle last year on the road.
Yeah. So that's,
and then lost against Bordeaux in the eventual winners in the quarterfinal. They need to be in those kind of mixes around 16 quarterfinals
and give themselves a chance.
They got a bit of luck, you know, they could end up in a semi-final, and I think that's where they're a very dangerous proposition for someone. To win Europe, you need a really, really top quality squad.
Yeah,
loads of depth, but to be in the mix certainly would be a good end, a good season for Clayton McMillan.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB Rugby podcast feed now. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. And Williams debated the actual quality of Europe's Premier Club rugby competition.
Look, there was I watched a lot of rugby over the weekend. It was some absolutely rubbish games. There was absolute rubbish. And that was never what the old Heineken Cup. Every game was just phenomenal rugby. And everyone's going at it. People would not, how do I say, undervalue it. And a lot of these clubs are now undervaluing it. Now, who did it? La Rochelle did it. You go through the teams that don't, you know. La Rochelle didn't. They came out and played really, really good rugby. Toulouse were the best team in the competition by a considerable margin. Saracens go out and put a great team out and try their hard wallop. But again, the opposition are hopeless. Leinster put out a good side, and so did Bath. And Munster, you know, the clubs whose names you associate with Europe are there. But a lot of the other clubs, the administrators have got to do something about it. But this is what the French and English clubs want. They don't want serious games because their competition's so hard. They want a week off, which is, so Leinster are now going to go over to Leicester. And Leicester have had a week off. They've had because we want to prepare for it. So they're doing to the Irish sides what they accuse the Irish sides of doing. You can rest your players before Europe. but it is dragging the standard down.
Europe is still special competition, yeah. That's not the point Matt's making. It's just a pity that these teams, you'd love to force them to have their big guns out. Like, how good was it to see all the Munster fans, 4,000 of them, and around Bath there,
yeah,
and it
class.
Was lashing rain, and that's the spirit of the competition.
Nice part of the world to go.
I saw Leinster fans years ago down in Clermont, you know, the excitement before those games,
the
joy, and we love the competition. Yeah. How good would it be to see Bath coming to Thomond Park next week for a back-to-back game?
Yeah, I mean, that would be
the other side of it as well. So
it's funny, I actually wouldn't, there's no way, obviously you wouldn't write Munster off in a back-to-back game, but I think some of the stuff that you're talking about, those mistakes
are... The whole scenario is absolute backs-to-the-wall stuff.
The reality is, Quinny, the competition doesn't start till the quarterfinals. That's the reality of what they've done. Quarterfinal weekend is the best weekend of club rugby in the year because you've got four great games over the weekend. But what used to be is had the drama across the... So if you take out the round of 16, you put the two more games back in October like they used to have. You have the back-to-backs in December and two in January. What that used... You didn't make the playoffs unless you got five out of those six, usually. Sometimes you'd squeeze in... with four, sometimes. Certainly when I was coaching, you know, five got you in a way quarter. And so you had to turn up every week. You had to turn up every week to get out of your pool.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube for absolutely free. England prop Will Stewart is a serious doubt for the start of their Six Nations campaign after sustaining a suspected Achilles tendon injury in Bath's 40-14 victory over Munster on Saturday. Stewart hobbles off in the 49th minute and left the wreck in a protective boot. Stewart came off the bench against Australia, New Zealand and Argentina as head coach Steve Borthwick's strong set of replacements steered England to victory in the autumn series internationals. Joe Hayes, who started ahead of Lions tour Stewart at tight head, was one of England's star performers last month. However, Asher Opoku-Forger, another option at three, is currently out of action with an elbow injury that will keep him sidelined until early to mid-January. Kloster's Afolabi Fasogbon and Stewart's Bath teammate Billy Sella featured for England A over the autumn, while Northampton's Trevor Davison, who won his first cap in almost 4 years against the United States in the summer, would be a more experienced option. England's opening game of the Six Nations is at home to Wales on the 7th of February. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.